We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillah and salam alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program, The Teacher. I am Atta, the host of this program. I'm very much honored to have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Let's just have Sheikh Fadai this time. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Fadai. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
All right. For today's discussion, I want to talk about Ujb, which is roughly translated into English as self-conceit or self-admiration. Sometimes we are happy with what we do. In fact, we are much happier than every day. Okay, I've done this, I've done that, I've helped this one, I helped that one, okay? And I'm very much admiring myself. So this type of sense, when you admire yourself very much up to an extent that, yeah, you think you are somebody now, is called ujb. And this is considered a sin. Why, Sheikh Fadai?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, first of all, I want to say that in Islamic moralities, we have a lot of orders, a lot of do's and don'ts. And the main problem is usually we confuse the different issues.
Good.
For example, about ujb, when we want to think about the meaning and definition of ujb, maybe we confuse it with self-confidence. We say, so why is it bad? If I admire myself, if I'm confident about myself, it's very good. Why is it like that in Islamic morality? It's considered as a sin.
Self-trust, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, okay. That is the hard section.
To distinguish.
Dividing and distinguishing.
Make a line between the
between
two.
Between different issues.
All right.
When we say ujb is a sin, we mean that you admire yourself more than it is,
more than
reality,
more than it is,
more than you are. And the problem is that this fake admiration or fake satisfaction stops you to grow, to a step forward.
All right.
But self-confidence is not that, like that.
All right.
It has different definition. Self-confidence meant that you believe in yourself in order to step forward and go more. But in ujb, you accept yourself more than you are.
You attribute everything to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even as a mu'min, you do not attribute such a grace to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that is shirk.
This is shirk, that's right.
You know, we have two kinds of shirk. In our revayas,
Jali and Khafi, you mean?
Jali and Khafi.
Very good.
Jali means something which is obvious.
Obvious, that's right.
For example, you worship the idols.
Idols,
that
that's
is
right.
Jali and obvious. But Khafi, the concealed one, is that you think that everything that I've done is for myself. For example, about Qarun in Quran, we have when people ask him, why do you behave like that? And the prophet of his time talked with him. He said, the answer is in Quran. Innama utituhu ala ilmin min indi. That is because of my knowledge.
My knowledge.
My knowledge.
Wow.
I have a knowledge.
Okay.
And I cannot earn a lot of money. That is mine. This is ujb.
Okay.
You attribute everything to yourself.
To yourself. That's
and
right.
You admire yourself more than you are.
All right,
we shouldn't confuse it with the
Very
other
good.
Characteristics.
That's right. Sheikh Rouhani, so the problem is with I, my, me, mine, okay? Everything self, this is me. And listen carefully. On the social media, the most relevant and repeated word is I. I did that, I do this, I do that, okay? This is me. So everything is me around, I mean, surrounding about yourself. Sometimes we say that, why? The God-centerism world has changed into self-centerism, okay? So this self-centerism is ujb, isn't it? Am I right?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, against or opposed to God-centrism, we have human-centrism, that everybody prays and admire himself or herself, referring to his own self and her own self, that I did such and such, I am such a, for example, personality or character.
All right.
The main causes for this sort of problems that people may suffer are too many. Let me mention some of them, that when we understand the causes, then we can solve this problem. The first point, or the first main cause for this ujub or self-admiration is the beauty and physical attractiveness. So the beauty and physical attractiveness sometimes causes the person to admire his own self or her own self too much, and to be very much proud of himself, not considering others as human.
As beautiful.
As beautiful, yeah.
Sorry, the problem is more nowadays, because there are so many people who are not beautiful,
but
they beautify themselves, and they think that they are beautiful. I think this is, again, hamagatu. I mean,
it's a kind of illusion. Yeah?
Illusion or foolishness, that's right. Yeah. You're fooling yourself, too, with your wrong beauty, that's right.
But if someone is a true mu'min and true Muslim, he would understand that this, even if he or she had a beauty, this beauty is not from his own self.
All right.
It is something that naturally with him or with her, and it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's willings and wishes and laws. That is why, so this is God-centric.
This is one of the reasons that the people
that you
might...
can solve this problem.
Oh.
It's not yours, yeah? You should be proud of those things that you achieve. By your efforts, by your activities, by your, let's say, hard working. But if something is naturally given to you, then it's not yours. You should not be proud
Prophet
of that.
Prophet Yusuf was a good example in the Holy Quran. He was given such a beauty by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a handsome man. But he was not, in fact, entrapped by satanic temptations. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed him from his Amin, trustworthy, to a level of a prophet. That's right. Okay.
Or sometimes, for example, people are very much proud of himself or herself because of noble lineage, maybe.
Oh, blood lineage, noble lineage.
Noble lineage, again, it is something that you did not achieve.
Blue eye.
It is already given to you.
A blue-eyed person. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Or, for example, intelligence and cleverness. Wow. This is, again, something that is given to you by nature, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that something that you achieve. Or, for example, sometimes people are very much proud of their own, for example, having many children, for example. Or, let's say, some sort of intellectual prize. All these things
That's
are
right.
like things like ni'amat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are given to you. They are not something under your control. I mean, they are not something that you achieve, that you think that it is because of my, for example, efforts, because of
just
my,
by
example,
a click or wink of an eye, they can be taken from you in an accident, in a disaster.
And
that's right.
That is why if a mu'min wants to solve this problem of ujub, he should always be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gifted and bestowed all these things upon him as a kind of examination, as a kind of test. And they all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would not be forever.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Sheikh Fadai, this is for sure a satanic trap, isn't it?
Yeah.
To engage the people with themselves more than before. And nowadays, there are lots of engagements or entanglement with which the people are obsessed. You see how much on social media the people are obsessed with themselves rather than others. Even up to an extent that they film their own helping the others. Even helping the others by filming it, you are going to show it off to others, okay? You are going to be boastful about you helping the others, okay?
You're not helping him, you are humiliating him.
Yes.
What you show it in front of other people. You know, as I mentioned that when you know the difference between ujb, self-admiration, and self-confidence,
yes,
you cannot see the way. I should be a self-confident one, but I do not always think, and I'm not going to be proud of myself. Let me give you an example. If you are a professional athlete and you want to improve, yes, your self-confidence about your strength, but you should focus on your weaknesses.
All right.
If you focus on your weaknesses and you try to solve it, you are the one who improves. But if you always focus on your strength and ignore your weaknesses, you're not going to improve.
Sorry, this does not mean that to only be concerned with your own problems and do not see yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
It means to have a kind of muraqaba and muhasaba, yeah, isn't it?
I want to say that that is the solution.
Uh-huh, okay.
How can we confront this scene, this ujb?
That's right.
In Quran, we have بَلِ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَسِيرَةً.
Very good.
Everyone knows himself better than the other people.
All right.
وَلَوْ أَلْغَى مَعَذِيرَةً. Even with a lot of excuses that we present.
Wow.
You know, I show a lot of excuses. I know my weaknesses.
All right.
But with the means of excuses, I want to say, no, I'm the good one. I'm okay. The best one. But I am basira means I'm aware of myself.
Yes.
If I focus on my weaknesses.
I'm fully aware of my own problems.
And in Riwaya, right, we have sudda sabil al-ujb bima'rifat al-nafs.
Wow.
If you want to close the way of ujb, try to know yourself better than before. For example, we can think about the beginning of our creation. How was I created? In Quran we have Alam nakhluqukum min ma'in mahin. Aren't you created from sperm?
A stinky sperm. Bad smell of sperm.
So
that's right.
Think about that.
Wow.
Or for example, think about if I think about my size in the world, that great world, you just think about your home, get upper than this,
yeah,
your city, your country, Earth, and then the galaxy.
James,
the other
James Webb is showing us now.
James Webb. So how much is my size?
How tiny am I? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I think about myself when I'm just a tiny creature?
Okay.
That cannot do anything in that great world.
The whole earth looks nothing.
Even if we think about our size, we can confront this problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, we see ourselves greater than what we are. So if we think about our reality, the reality of creation, the reality of our beings,
yes,
we cannot confront it.
That's right. Ujb is the start of downfall, hubut, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, a person, a human being who is boastful of his action is going to downfall day after day, gradually, up to an extent that even if you reach somewhere or achieve something, you will lose them all of a sudden, Sheikh, isn't it?
That is, yeah. There's a very beautiful hadith from Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me mention this. This is very nice.
Very good.
Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam once said that I healed the sick and cured them by God's permission. I restored sight to the blind and leper by God's leave. I treated the dead and revived them by God's command. But when I tried to cure the fool, I failed. When he asked that, oh, the Prophet of God, who is the fool? He replied, the self-admiring one.
Wow.
Who sees all virtues in himself, finds no fault in himself, claims all rights for himself, and acknowledges no rights of the others or over him.
Okay.
So this is the fool who has no cure. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said that I cured and
a
healed.
A self-admiring person is a fool,
yeah,
that
I
there is no
cure.
I cured
and healed many kind of illnesses, okay, many kind of sicknesses.
But I could not heal such a person.
Even I revived the dead one, bring him back to the life.
To life, that's right.
But when it comes to this self-admiring one, I couldn't do anything.
All right.
Yeah, you see, even Isa cannot cure it. Okay. That's why it's a very bad disease.
Maybe God himself cannot yeah. cure it too, brother.
Yeah, that is why the hubut of shaitan that you really yeah. nicely mentioned, it was because it's of this ujub. Yeah?
Yes.
That he said, I'm better than Adam.
As Allama Ja'fari puts it very yeah. beautifully, Allama Ja'fari, for our dear listeners, he was a great philosopher, Shia mystic philosopher and theologian. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create shaitan. He created Azazil. He was among the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he stopped obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became the shaitan.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, he was not shaitan. He becomes the shaitan. So becoming the shaitan, the main reason was ujb.
Yes.
He said, I'm not going to pray to you or worship to your creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him. He did not so.
Yeah, shaitan is his nickname.
No, I don't want to say the Satan and the shaitanic characteristics start with ujb.
Because he considered his previous worships
more as than high as possible.
You know, in
that's
Quran,
right.
we have, after that story,
all right.
Doing sajda for Adam. Usually we think that the problem started from that moment.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like that. Mm-hmm. In Quran, we have وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Interpreters of Quran mentioned that وَكَانَ means he was.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because of that ujb.
Uh-huh.
When he was worshipping God, mm-hmm. and in some riwayas we have for 6,000 years.
Yeah, a constant worshipper of Allah, that's
in
right.
In those 6,000 years when he was worshipping God, he had this problem.
Oh.
You know, he admired his worships,
uh-huh.
that I'm the one with this kind of worshiping. And in Quran, we have that.
Right.
Shaitan used to live among the malaks, among the angels.
Angels, that's right.
So he was not an angel. Uh-huh. He was a jinn.
Okay, yes.
Because of that worshiping, God allowed him to live with the angels.
To the angelic realms,
but
that's right. Okay.
Finally, he showed his reality.
Wow. This has a good point for our religious brothers and sisters, that sometimes your religious beliefs can be the start of your ujb.
Yeah, of course.
Do not be proud with your religious deeds. Do not be proud with midnight prayer. Do not be proud with this and that. Sometimes a person can be boastful, a person can be arrogant, a person can be self-admiring because he or she thinks that in terms of my religious etiquette, I am better than others. This is again the shaitan at work.
You know,
I mean, we are not talking about kuffar. We are not talking about secular people. We are not talking about atheists. We are talking about our brothers and sisters in faith.
Amir al-Mu'mineen told that a sinner and wrongdoer who blames himself is better than the right doer and the virtuous one who has the problem of ujb and admires himself.
Nice.
Because repentance will get you closer to God.
Very good.
But ujb will get you far from God.
That's right. Yeah. And closer to shaitan. That's right. Yeah. Okay. May Allah protect us from ujb, this sin, this grave sin. And inshallah, we are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both our daily life and our religious life. Sheikh Fadai, Sheikh Rouhani, thank you very much. We're
talking
about ujb. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Teacher. I hope you enjoyed. Another Islamic teaching, not to be self-admiring, not to be engaged with self-conceit or ujb. IranRadio.ir is our new website you can refer to in order to have our programs over there. To another episode, God bless you. Afiyah amanallah. Ooh.